Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Brian,
we've been kicking around the horse theme.
Yeah, there's been an unspoken theme going on this whole show.
And I would be remiss if we didn't get to it before the end of the show. So
yeah, we need to talk about this.
We do, because
why do I keep playing horse clips? And it's not because Andre Jacques's on in the news again.
It's not. It's not Andre Jacques.
The last bill passed of any value, the anti horse loving bill.
Was that the last one that passed?
I don't know. It was before the pandemic started. It was the last thing they ever did.
I gotcha.
Then after that, they were like, meh, doing stuff sucks. I can just get the per diem. I don't know why they're Sam Elliott, but it's fine. I'm in the Republican legislature, and I have a mustache.
Yeah. No, I don't think any of them actually sound that way. But
actually, about a decade or two ago, pretty much everybody in the Republican anybody in the legislature had a mustache. All of them did.
All of them.
I'm from Wisconsin. I have a mustache.
Well, Brian, the reason why we're talking about horses, well, at least you're playing songs about horses, is because...
And clips.
Horsey McHorseface is coming. Horsey McHorseface and the big dreamer, Horsey.
Don't know how to respond sometimes when you play that stuff, man.
Just laugh because it's fun.
Yeah, as you say, I don't know what else to do but laugh. But apparently we got another candidate entering the Republican primary for the Attorney General's race here in Wisconsin, Brian. And that candidate is coming out and saying she's running on a platform that if elected to be the next Attorney General for the state of Wisconsin, she's going to go after doctors that will not prescribe ivermectin to dying patients of COVID-19. So, this week, same week that she announces her candidacy.
I have a problem with your diagnosis.
Yeah, the same week that she announces her candidacy, the CDC and the FDA do a combined study saying that the ivermectin was not successful in treating COVID-19 as a valid cure. It's just not. They did a study. They did what Ron Johnson and all the right-wing crazies asked them to do. They did a study on ivermectin, and the results were negative. Sorry, folks. It doesn't work as a cure to COVID-19. It doesn't. Might make you crap your pants in the middle of the grocery store, but it does not cure COVID.
So, and look, it's one thing if you like really insist on getting it and making sure you have it and going around the way to go and make sure you have it, but she's mad the doctors aren't doing it, and
she's gonna go and hold the doctors criminally liable.
So they hate the Affordable Care Act because it's the government, and they don't want the government and health care. But then the government goes in and tells the doctors what to prescribe.
Yeah,
this is the party now.
This is the party. Because this individual, she is an attorney from Chippewa Falls, Brian. Her name is Karen Mueller or Mueller. Don't know how it's pronounced exactly.
It was the Mueller report. It's the same spelling as the Mueller report. So yeah, I'm going to go with Mueller.
But my favorite,
just to remind you of the Mueller report that, you know.
One of my favorite soccer players is Thomas Mueller, and he plays for Bayern Munich, and it's Mueller, not Mueller. So there is a little bit back
not going to be the attorney general anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, she's running for attorney general, Brian, so you have to think that out there she believes that there is a voting population that supports the ideas that she's putting out there.
And
she
there is.
She has to believe that this is a race that she could win, because why else would she run for it?
Republican Party, I want to remind you that let's say you have a house party and someone shows up at your house party wearing Nazi paraphernalia. And if that person isn't asked to leave that house party
immediately,
you are at a Nazi party. Do you see how that works? The people there, I'm sure, are good people or, you know, whatever, but they're okay with the Nazi being there. I'm not saying that she is a Nazi. I'm saying that she is somebody who is saying things like suck horse paste down and that you should decertify the election. And that you should suck horse paste down, I want to force doctors to prescribe it.
Yep.
That's not even, whether you think it's the cure or not, forcing doctors to prescribe something, I'm just going to say, not necessarily the best public policy.
No, I would say that pretty much goes towards the bottom of public policies. That's a pretty awful public policy. But she, like you said, she also wants to decertify the election. She's an attorney that's written memos in support of State Representative Timothy Rantham's proposal to decertify Wisconsin's 2020 election results. And she was also a part of a lawsuit back in November of 2020, Brian, to overturn the election results as they were happening when tallies came in and Joe Biden won by more than 20,000 votes. So she sued then, was unsuccessful. She's written memos to support the idea of decertifying, even though legal experts say that's impossible for the Wisconsin legislature to do. And she's all for forcing doctors to administer ivermectin in treatment of COVID, which the FDA and CDC says is not a valid treatment.
This is a quote from this person who is unqualified to be the attorney general. I am running for attorney general because of potential homicides in hospitals because of vaccines. So-called vaccines. Well, this is a so-called person who has so-called ideas, who is a so-called politician. But again, this person is becoming legitimized because of the people in the Republican Party. And this is something that the people in the Republican Party have to take care of, because I know people in that party that are definitely good people that have actually sane ideas and sane thoughts. And those people need to go and get their house right, because this entire one party rule sucks. And if the Republicans go and implode upon themselves, which they seem to be doing, it's not going to be better with just the Democrats going and running things. You need a balance no matter what happens, no matter how much you don't like how Republicans do things. You need a balance or this country doesn't work, because that's how it's designed.
Yeah, that's all excellent points. Let's squeeze one more caller in here, Brian, before the end of the show. We got Don in Madison. Don, real quick, we got about just a minute left. What's on your mind?
Republicans going to do what Republicans going to do. We do ourselves a disservice by trying to read anything into what they do other than they do what Republicans do over and over and over again. Trump, the only reason Trump has power is because all the crazies vote for him, and they're out in the streets, and so everybody else has to pander to those people. But the reason those people are that way is because they all believe the same thing. You know, we tried to think Susan Collins is going to be a moderate. She's not. She's a Republican. We thought, oh, she might not vote for Kavanaugh. She voted for Kavanaugh because she's a Republican. Tommy Thompson went to kiss the ring because he's a Republican. They all know they got to get the crazies to vote for them if they're going to win. And the only reason Voss is in power and the Republicans are in power, well, there's a lot of reasons, but the biggest one is because the crazies keep voting for them. Because they're all Republicans. Republicans going to do what Republicans going to do.
Appreciate the call.
To quote Mike Ditka, you get what you tolerate.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Brian. But folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We appreciate your call, Don, as well as all of our other fine callers. And Brian, you go. It's Thursday, man. Tomorrow's Friday. One more show before the weekend. You can tune in tomorrow at 2. Dueling Tangents will be back then.
No, sir. I didn't like it.